This is Mark Steiner, and today is April the 10th. That was Little Eva's rendition of Stand By Me. We played that today because in 2003, the artist who made the Locomotion a sensation passed away at the age of 59 after... after a battle with cervical cancer. And we remember that wonderful rendition of that song that speaks to us all. The Virginia Company of London was given its royal charter today in 1606 by James I of England. Along with the Plymouth Colony, they divided the land that is now America's East Coast for settlement, ownership, and exploitation of its resources. It was the beginning of the colonization of North America by the British. As we debate copyright and who owns what words, phrases, and songs are in our world, we need to remember that this was the day in 1710 in Great Britain the first copyright laws were done, called the Statute of Anne. And that statute protected a writer's work for 14 years. Speaking of writer's words, one of America's lasting novels was published today in 1925 in New York, F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. And a day after the surrender to Union forces during the American Civil War, Confederate General Robert E. Lee addressed the troops for the last time, his troops, the Confederate troops, today in 1865. Emiliano Zapata is a name that rings a bell with revolutionary fervor and respect in Mexico that we often give to the memories of people in the United States like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Abraham Lincoln. Emiliano Zapata was an Indian peasant who led a revolutionary army to overthrow the Mexican dictator Porfirio Diaz. When the new ruler, Francisco Madero, proved he cared little for land reform and democracy, Emiliano Zapata fought again, joining with the legendary Pancho Villa, creating freedom, democracy, and land reform wherever he was victorious. Today in 1919, Emiliano Zapata was tricked into negotiations, which wasn't in reality an ambush, when government troops riddled his body with bullets as he rode in for peace talks. Mexican activists still use his slogan, Reforma, Libertad, Ley y Justicia. Reform, justice, law, and justice. While the world knew that Jews were being deported into work camps by the Nazis, it was not until 1944 when Rudolf Reba and Alfred Wetzler actually escaped from the concentration camp Birkenau, the world understood what the reality of the Nazis' plan was. They said that the Jews and others were not being sent to work, but to torture and gas chambers as soon as they arrived at the death camps. Film technology took a leap forward today in 1953 when Warner Brothers premiered the first 3D film from a major film studio called House of Wax and frightened teenagers across the nation. And in 1931, one of the most quoted and read poets of all time, Khalil Gibran, passed away. And on April 11th, tomorrow, we would be remiss if we did not mention it was the day that the storied Spelman College was founded in 1881 as the Atlanta Baptist Female Seminary. With support from the black community in Atlanta and two women from Boston, Harriet Giles and Sophia Packard, along with the Reverend Frank Giles of Friendship Baptist Church, started the school as a place for higher education for freed black women. Most of its original 11 students were illiterate, but not when they left that institution. It has become one of the most respected colleges in the nation. It was named Spelman College in 1886 after Lucy Spelman, a longtime abolitionist, the sister of the wife of John D. Rockefeller, who started the funding endowment for one of the crown jewels of the HBCU world. And here's a song to think about on this April the 10th. While performing in the Municipal Auditorium in Birmingham, Alabama, in 1956, Nat King Cole was assaulted by five segregationists and tackled on the stage. The police arrested the perpetrators who had planned to kidnap Nat King Cole. Despite the incident, Nat King Cole played a second show that night in Birmingham. We hear his song, Nightlights, which came out that same year in 1956.
And who can I cry to?
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Where
and beautiful white lies, too good to be true, as I